Welcome to Mark Majeski YouTube channel. Today I'm going to talk about a fascinating subject that it's going to upset a lot of people. It's going to make people a little bit frightened, concerned. But, you know, the truth is truth, and you can't deny it. You can't hide it. It's important that you share the truth, regardless whether it's positive or negative, whether it's good or bad, whether it scares you or it makes you feel happy. Truth is truth. And at the end of the day, truth is like knowledge. It's very important that knowledge is needed to be able to move forward and what we can do to help. So who am I? If you don't know who I am, I've been a healer for many years. In that journey of healing globally, I ended up creating something called the Pure Energy Healing Academy. So I'm the founder of Pure Energy Healing, and we have thousands of practitioners all over the world. They practice in hospitals, in clinics, in yoga studios, in their own home. All over the world they practice, and they're doing a pretty good job. So my work started a decade and a half ago, and from a guy who was an auctioneer to somebody who started to become almost like a scientist, get up in the morning, go to work, do his work with his clients, and then come home. So this science-based energy work was proving to be really, really effective. After so many years, you start to understand the energetic field, meaning that your aura, life force, chi, prana, whatever you call it in your world, it's a force that is around us that when we move into the light disappears, because that life force is your spirit, it's who you are. It keeps the whole of the body system going. Therefore, if the life force is strong, the rest of the body stays strong. Both work in tune, in tandem. They work perfectly well together. That's how they're meant to. But if you hijack one or the other, then it causes a diversion, a rift, a cut, a severe break between the beautiful spiritual you that your energetic field is creating all the time and the physical you. So one manifests the other. Normally, the first sign is the spiritual, or should I say the life force. That is the first awareness we normally get. Most of us disregard that, don't even think about it. The last thing in the world they think, because they're feeling a little bit off, has anything to do with the physical or with the energetic field around you, meaning you're being hijacked or attacked. So this is where I'm coming to, after all. First of all, I don't say anything unless I really truly understand it on a personal level, especially when I talk about healing and crystals. So today I've come back purposely to make this video, just so you know. I've had a busy day today, and I normally see things in three before I take any kind of action or sit up and take note. The third thing that happened today really made me understand what's going on fully, 100%. I was sat down just having my dinner, some fresh vegetables. As I'm eating, all of a sudden, this little girl, her mum and the mum's mum, so it was three generations, they were sat basically a few feet away from me in a seat. All of a sudden, my eyes started to burn like you can't imagine. I'm wondering, what on earth is that? This just only started happening when they sat down. Now, prior to this, you've seen me on videos, you've watched my face and my reaction on the live videos without me even knowing somebody is at the side of me or behind me, and my face cringes and I start to feel off instantly. Normally after the video, I ask that person, everything okay? And they'll go, yeah, everything's fine. I'll say, had your jabs? Yeah, had both my jabs. Okay, see you later. Boom, I'm off. This time was a little bit different. This is my third occasion when something so profound hurt, I mean physically. And my eye started to, it felt like it was on fire. And just from nowhere, the mother of the young girl turned and says, oh, Mark. And I turned and went, oh, hi. And I'm like this with my eye. And she says, oh, you don't know me. She said, we knew each other from way back. I used to come to one of your circle nights in Temesa Golf. I say, oh, right, thanks. I haven't done anything since then. And I said, all right, how's everything? I said, oh, well, you know how it is. And then I said, everybody had the jab. She said, mum's just had both of them. And I said, can I ask you a favour? And a mum looks with a mask on. I said, are you suffering with a pain of burning in your eye? And they both stopped, including the daughter, and looked at me and said, how do you know? And I said, it's just a feeling I'm getting. She says, oh, you're really good at psychic, aren't you? I went, not really. Anyway, I've got to go. I wish you all the best. Is there anything we can do for it? I said, you know what? It's too soon to say, but, you know, drink plenty of water, you know, wear good crystals and cleanse yourself as much as you can. There's a tea which many people are talking about, which is pine needle tea. Try that. And I said, but I have to go. And then I went. As I'm going, my eye is getting worse and worse. I can feel, I actually feel it now, right? It's burning now still, even after about 35 minutes. So I think it's time I actually explain what's going on now. I've been banned from Facebook. I've been hijacked from Instagram. They won't show my videos anymore. Why is that? Why is that? What am I doing so wrong but to tell you my truth as a healer? Am I, you know, what makes me so wrong when all I'm doing is sharing truth, you know? So I find it fascinating how these new technocrats, these giants, are now suppressing truth. It really is sad. So here's how it goes. This is how it works. A human being creates an energy around them. That energetic field vibrates at whatever frequency you're feeling, whether that's on a psychological level, a spiritual level, or a physical level. Those three things all come together and they make a huge difference to your energy or energetic field at any given moment. To simplify it, if you walk into a room and somebody hates you and is jealous, they create an energy which is so strong that it's hard to palate, it's hard to be anywhere near that person, okay? If you walk into a room and everybody's crying because somebody's passed away, you feel an energetic level of grief. You instantly turn into that feeling and you feel bad and you want to cry. That's because you are picking up on their energetic vibration field. So they're vibrating at a field that you can feel, and that feeling then comes into your body and you then create a physical and an emotional response. Okay, that's not rocket science, you know, that's how it works. But most people don't understand it, okay? But you probably do because you've watched this video on many of my other videos. But hey. So, if you have had this, what has happened is your body as a physical is in distress. Now, you can't say it isn't because it has to be. The law of physics says that if you put unnatural chemicals in your body will respond in a way that is in chaos. Meaning, if I bite into a natural apple and eat it, your body understands what an apple is. Therefore, your body then retrieves all that is necessary to heal the body, right? That makes sense. Now, if I put something into my mouth, which is a poison, if I drunk arsenic, it's a poison. It goes into my body. My body then goes into a response of chaos. So it's trying to fight and battle with that. So the rest of the body field then vibrates at a very, very different energetic field. I said at the beginning of this, as soon as people started to put things inside their body which wasn't natural, which is RNA, DNA, stuff which nobody knows about. This is all brand new. This is an experiment. Your energetic field, you're not going to know what that is going to be a cause of for your family and people around you. And I did say before you do, just be a little bit careful because You know, you may feel like you're doing it for the good of mankind, but actually, you could be actually very selfish, because if you become ill, that means that the rest of the family now are going to have to take care of you, okay? It was only thoughts. It was only my thoughts, okay? That has actually come true, because two families already I know have had to give up work to look after a family member who is terribly ill, okay? So there is truth in what I said, but not everybody. So the reason why I'm saying this is because, as a healer, I have been used to energy, meaning that I have become attuned to very, very subtle, that's the word, subtle frequencies. I had to, because I needed to know what was wrong with my client. So you don't just stand there and know what's wrong with your client, you've got to listen. Listen meaning that you've got to feel what's going on. And you become a mirror image to your client. Any pure energy healer will tell you this. You become your client. You become, I often use an expression that you take your car to the garage and the mechanic takes a machine and plugs it into the car, and then it gives a diagnostic on that computer machine of what's wrong with the car. Well, we are that diagnostic machine, and we are plugging ourselves into the matrix of the pure healing energy around them, which is the life force. So we're feeling if there's anything that is out of sync, if anything needs fixing, healing, if there's any problems. And therefore, we will then go to that place what needs healing. How that happens is one of a few different ways. One way is that you will attune to their energetic field and you will be given a response. It's an automatic response, and it's a kind of like wake up call to a feeling that you've never had before. So your client vibrates at an energy, you stand next to them, and then all of a sudden, oh my God, my stomach. And then after the healing session, you'll say to your client, you know, I worked on your stomach because I could feel so much within your stomach. And they'll say, my God, I'm really, really in pain in my stomach. How did you know that? Because your energetic field creates that energy that then we pick up and feel for ourselves, just like the lady today, just like the other two people that I saw in other places and asked them if they'd been jabbed, and they had. And I had terrible headache with one of them, and I said, how's your head? Really bad at the moment. Okay, so I'm understanding that as a healer, we are absolutely in tune with energy. We don't know what is happening 100%, but we do know this, that when we attune, or when we stand near somebody who's had the jab, it's evident now that they are creating an energetic field that can cause damage. Now I'm going to explain why that is, and how can I say that? Well, I'll tell you. Many healers that I've known over the years that I've been doing this end up with a severe backache. They can't walk properly. They have liver or kidney problems and so on. The reason why that is because when they enter into the energetic field of an ill person, without knowing, they will pick up the residue of that vibration. It will cling to them, stick to them. And that feeling that they get of the client being ill, they pick up. And if you can't clear that away, it stays in your energetic field, therefore turning your physical into the same manifestation. So let's say, for instance, like I said, if you're in a room with somebody who's really, really peeved off, really angry with their boyfriend and he's cheated on them, if you're sat there, you'll pick up on that energy and you'll feel bad. Your heart will feel bad. Your mind will feel bad. You'll feel like you want to kill him too. You'll feel, because what you're feeling is the energetic energy of that person. And you are creating that energetic field then, and you're becoming as angry and you're feeling what they're feeling, right? I feel you, right? Okay, so that makes sense. So if somebody's life force is no longer the same life force and it is creating this kind of havoc energy because they're suffering, they're in pain in a physical manifestation that's happening to them because their body doesn't know what's going on. The body's saying, what have you just put inside me? This isn't an apple. This isn't fruit. This isn't vegetables. These aren't things that are on Mother Earth. This is poisons. So your body is fighting. So when you are next to that person, you are feeling the battle that is taking place with their spirit, with their physical and their emotions. While you are in that energy, if you stay in that energy and you don't clean that energy and you don't get away from that energy, then I believe, and I say this with my hand on my heart, and I mean this out of love because I care for you. I'm not selling anything. I'm just telling you. You need to know how to cleanse yourself. So what I used, funnily enough, I've just put it here. I'm just going to grab it. I made a video. Go to the last video, the one before. And I made water and salt water to squirt, breathe up your nose, right? Because people with hay fever, allergies, suffer. And it's really good. But it's also good for your energetic field, okay? Because it's sea. It's the sea. The most powerful, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I saw it happen, the most powerful vacuum cleaner for dirty, dark, physically... a physical destroyer of energy... Right, that is being produced from people. If you can't cleanse that away and clear it away, you're gonna be part of that. You're gonna be it. You're gonna hold on to it. You're gonna create it, and it's going to affect the physical. So what I'm saying is, if you watch that video and make one of these and squirt all around you, the sea is a vacuum cleaner for all negative energies. Okay, I'm not saying that it's going to work 100%. This is just one thing. The other thing is bless your water. I have blessed water, sacred mist that I use. I've got that in my bag. I spray that as well. That's blessed water. It changes your energy instantly. The other thing is Palo Santo. If you rub that on your back, because the back is affected when you are working with people with off energy. With really heavy energy, it attaches to the back. That's why so many shamans end up not being able to walk very well, because it attaches to the back. So if you rub, I rub up here, I rub my oil, sacred oil, my Moldavite oil, awakening oil is fantastic at the moment, but that is up here. Awakening oil is pine oil, so go for your pine oil. And rub all here and across here and the back here, because there's certain frequencies that every single person who's had this is vibrating. So what happens is, and I'm sorry to say this, guys, but it is the truth. I have seen it with my own eyes. I have witnessed it. Well over 100 clients who have had this, who have come to me saying help, okay? This isn't just talk. This is real life fact. This is real science. Okay, when you really study one-to-one with somebody, and for many people over many weeks, you start to see a pattern. So where I'm going with this is that your energetic field has to be protected, and people who are of this are struggling. They're creating different energy fields from the physical feeling of I don't really know the word, help, I'm lost, I don't know what to do. It's an awful, awful situation. It really is an awful situation. And so many people are now starting to come out, the celebrities. Somebody sent me a link yesterday of Eric Clapton. I do feel for him, but it made me laugh because in one breath he says, intuitive, and in the next breath he's gone for two vaccines. The first one caused him terrible pain and suffering, and then he went for another one. What do you mean you're intuitive? How can you be intuitive if you've gone for a second one, knowing that the first one scared the living daylights out of you, and now you've made a video? Well, I'm glad you've made the video, Eric. I really am. But anyway, going back to this, the whole point is what I said to everybody is this is going to change your whole structure. And it's also going to poison the body, meaning that the most important thing, if you are a criminal, The most important thing, if I hate you and I want you to be ill, I'm going to target your immune system. If I can target your immune system, that's it, I've got you. Because when you lower the immune system, you then, the rest of the body is up for grabs. So I can so if you're feeling bad in your head and you have like headaches, but you're okay, you can cope with it. If your immune system is low, then you're going to get terrible headaches for a long time. If you've got like a weak bladder, if your immune system is weak, then that's going to, your bladder is going to be finished. Meaning that any kind of issue that you had in the past and that you're controlling and trying to look after, this is now going to hijack all of those places where you were a little bit nervous of. Like for me, I have cured irritable bowel syndrome. Cured it, it's gone. If I was to have that, I can guarantee you that I would have it back again in a day or a week or a month or a year. Because this is a slow, a very, very manipulating, clever poison. It doesn't target you instantly. It's a slow kill. It's a slow kill. So you have to be extremely careful when you're around people who are going through that physical battle, like Eric Clapton, like all the other people right now who are screaming at me saying help. And I say, I don't know how to help. We're just trying to understand what you're going through. We don't even know what it is inside your body. It's all experimental. Nobody knows. So you can't ask people, yes, that people are now talking about pine needle. And yes, there are other things that we're using, but nothing is 100% certain yet. It's too soon. It's too soon. But we do know one thing, that this is causing great harm globally, and the world is being suppressed of this truth. So whether this video stays up or not, it doesn't, whether I'm taken down completely, I don't know. But if I am taken down, then it might make you think, I wonder why that is. The guy's just speaking his truth. The guy's just telling you his experience. He's not saying that this is all 100%. It's just his truth. Aren't we all allowed our truth? This is my experience. Am I not allowed to say that to people? Are we now utterly living in the George Orwell 1984 book? Are we absolutely living in Huxley's Brave New World? Are we living in the Hunger Games society? It would seem so. It would seem very, very so. So from my heart to yours, I share this message with do you know what, guys? I'd like to just sit here and tell you about the most amazing things in the world. I really would. I really would. My eye is killing, right? It's absolutely killing. Why is that? It was fine before they sat next to me. It was, you know, when I said to her, can I ask you, is your eye in pain? How do you know that? Because I'm going to have to go. I picked up on that. I'm not saying that you will pick up on it. I'm not saying that you are as sensitive as me. But what I am saying is this. If it's affecting me, then I am the first port of call that should give you a warning sign to say this guy feels things more than others. And if that's the case, let me think about that. If I'm not feeling it, then even though I'm not feeling it, doesn't mean that it's not affecting me. And maybe that little headache that you got when you were around somebody and you thought, oh, it's just a headache, or that pain in the eye, or the pain in the stomach, and that pain, or that issue, or that feeling, maybe now it's not yours. Maybe it is an energetic field that you are walking into, and it's causing your body a real reaction. Okay? And I'm just saying, be aware of your energy field. Look after it. Listen to it. Be aware. Be aware. Be aware. And feel. And think about what's going on. Feel it. And don't be frightened. Move away if you have to. Get yourself away. Do the little things that make a difference. So now I'm going to spray some more on. I'm going to work on myself now for the next 10 or 15 minutes. And I'm going to meditate. And I'm going to clear and cleanse my energy. I'm going to go for probably a beautiful piece of tektite. I'm going to hold that Tektite probably against my eye to absorb that negative energy. Then I'm going to hold a piece of lemon quartz and I'm going to bring back the energetic energy within me. I'm going to build up my life force. I'm going to build up my immune system. I'm going to be stronger again. That's it. So this is an ongoing thing. It's not like a simple case of, okay, that's it, it's done. This is an ongoing thing that we are living through an experiment. We are living in an experiment right now. So, you know, everything's up for grabs. Nobody knows anything at the moment. Nobody is 100%. If anybody's saying they're 100% sure, then shame on them, because that's absolute BS. It's far too soon. It's going to take a year or two before we even know what's going on. We can feel things right now, but we don't know the answers as yet. We're starting to understand the feelings and what's going on with all of this. But now it's going to take time to see where this is going to go, what direction we have to go in, how we can minimize our suffering through our energetic field being hijacked by other people around us. You may have to live with somebody who's had the jab. Therefore, you're going to have to try and find what ways works best for you, so you're not going to say in 6 months, oh, this is wrong with me and that's wrong with me and I think it's probably because I was with somebody who's jabbed. I don't know. Maybe this jabbed energy might disappear after a few months. Nobody knows yet. What we do know is that the metals that they put in there, this is a heavy heart saying, it doesn't come out of your body. Not to my knowledge. I mean, I've been working in this field of work with people who have had the jab for many years, and getting rid of that, it's, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, guys, love you all. Thank you for going to mattbayeski.com and buying your authentic cleansing sticks, which is important right now, which we're all using. The awakening sticks are brilliant because they're keeping your energy high, so you're more aware of what's going on, which is fantastic. The cleansing sticks are brilliant to clear your energy of dirty, awful attack energy, which is great. It really is. And all the oils are fantastic right now. They really are. Rubbing them oils on and making a massive difference. Go to the back, go to the head. These are the places which are really making a massive difference. Rub the awakening oil, breathe it in through your nose as often as you can. It really is helping cleansing and clearing within, as well as rubbing it all around here. The sacred oil or the Moldavite oil, go to the back, rub all across the back at least 3 times a day. It makes a massive difference to your life. And of course, Moldavite, that keeps our frequency extremely strong and powerful. Take care, guys. Love you all.